Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our Place, episode 591.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Well, hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me and you.
How are you all doing? We're doing all right, I think, aren't we?
Yeah, certainly are.
Yeah. So, what have we been up to, Ang?
Well, the reason we've left it this long is we thought we'd leave it nearer to Christmas because we've done a well, we'll come to that later, but you've worked, hopefully. I think that's what you've been doing anyway. And you've been and done some work in people's homes, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I've been to
Birmingham. I can't remember the other place.
Somerset.
Oh, yeah, that was a long old
trip. Somerset as well.
Blimey, that was. That's when you stayed overnight, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
The night before, was it not?
Yes, it was. Yeah, we went night before and had a table, and I had a couple of beers, and they give me a Doom Bar, and it was horrible. It was like vinegar. I sent it back, and I got a different one. I had Rockin' Rudolph, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's what I had.
Yes.
That was all very nice.
Luckily, you only had a tiny drop with a Doom Bar, so I think you wouldn't have been very well next day.
That's right. That's right. So
that's all good.
That was that.
Been out with your dad since?
Yeah. Been out with my old dad.
Yeah, since then.
Yeah.
Last Saturday. Down the pub. You were.
Yeah.
I think once before that, maybe.
Yeah. And Charlotte gave me a nice key ring with Maxine on it, my sister, a picture of her on it. That was a nice one.
Mm-hmm. Last Saturday morning came along. Oh, yeah, and was it... I don't think we've done the podcast since we went to the pie mash shop. Would that be right?
I'm not sure. I don't think we'd mentioned it, though, whatever happens.
I don't know, but anyway, we did way back, towards the end of November, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
So we wouldn't have done it on the podcast. I don't think we would have actually we'd have done the podcast before, I think. But apologies if I'm wrong there.
Yeah, we did. We went to the pie mash shop.
Which is where Maureen gets the same place. We went with Charlotte and your dad, didn't we?
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So Maureen came last week, brought all the Christmas presents. She's bought us some presents and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting in the dining room.
Yeah.
And plus some that we've got wrapped up for people.
Yeah.
In the dining room.
Yeah.
So it's all, you know, we've got our tree, which is an artificial one, and our lights up. Anybody who might remember the musical lights from years ago.
Yeah, we demonstrated them, didn't we?
We've still got them, but the lights. The good thing about them is they're not like the old-fashioned lights. When a light popped, the circuit was broken, wasn't it?
And they'd all go, didn't they?
You couldn't blow. But these lights, it doesn't matter. They carry on working, what's left of them. So we've still got... But I think we must have got this back in 1988 or some, a long time ago anyway, didn't we?
It was a while ago, certainly, wasn't it?
A long while ago.
Yeah.
And so they don't really... I know you only get them out once a year, but, you know, when you keep putting them away, getting them out, creasing up the, I guess, the cables and that. Oh, yes, my other lights for the window, they stopped working. But our lovely cleaner, Lorraine, she took them to her husband to solder. She knew what had happened. She said the bit of wire had come off on the box.
Yeah.
On the transformer, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's got a box to it. These lights have a box.
Yeah.
To
It
may not be the transformer. There may be another bit. I don't know. But so they're working fine again now.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because she won't let Debbie. She said Debbie mustn't touch them because she tangles them. And we were talking about the lights yesterday on the window, and Debbie said, "Yeah, the ones you ones I'm not allowed to touch."
That's right.
We all had a laugh about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because yesterday we went out for a nice meal, Steve, Debbie, and I, Lorraine, Debbie's mum,
and father, and stepdad.
Debbie's stepdad, yeah.
Yeah, Andy.
And he's the one Julie
and Andy, that's right, and it was great.
It was really nice. It was lovely.
It was in a pub called the Georgian Dragon.
Dragon, and we'd been there before,
in Gravely.
As it turns out,
we've been there before, and I had scampi and chips. So did you, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and it was nice.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And then we came back and had our haircut. So the last cut of the year.
So we couldn't stop for dessert. They were very slow. The service was very slow.
Very slow, but very nice when you got it.
But I think they were short of staff. I reckon it's the same staff doing everything.
You know?
I'm not even sure. Well, they may have had a cook, but they didn't have enough people to look after the tables, I don't think. It was very, very nice, though. Very, very nice.
Mm.
Little bit of time out.
Yeah.
So that's really all we've done as far as I can think.
That is all we've done, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you all have well on your way to getting your presents. Those of you that do Christmas, hope you're well away getting all the stuff you need for everyone or whatever you do.
Yeah, and I've got hopefully some exciting work coming in the new year that I can't really talk about.
Better not talk about that, but yes.
That's exciting for me. You know, once it goes public, I'll talk to you about it. But that's all very exciting. Other than that, I don't think we've done anything else, have we?
We haven't done anything. I would like to say thank you to those who sent their condolences when we mentioned about Maxine on the last podcast.
Yes, we heard from David and Petrina, didn't we? So thank you both.
Petrina, I'm so sorry for your loss too.
Yes, yeah.
That's always very sad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hope you and your mum are coping, you know, muddling. Well, we all muddle along. We have to, don't we? We just go along and, you know, hope it doesn't spoil your Christmas too much.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty determined. I said to Steve, I think our Christmas could go one way, and I think it will go the way. I think we will actually get something out of it.
I
don't think it will be a complete disaster, or flop, or
you know,
unpleasant. I don't think it will.
I think it'll be okay.
Okay.
But Maxine was so much the centre of Christmas, wasn't she? She loved it. Yeah.
One morning I was going ding dong, and she went ding dong. So we got up and we were all getting up, and so she was like that.
That's right. Yeah.
Christmas bells was going.
That's right. Yeah. 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 So, but I'm sure we'll, you know.
We are hoping to be with the family.
Yeah.
Over Christmas.
Yeah.
So long as all goes well, you know.
We are closing this time again from Christmas Eve, at the end of the, you know, Christmas Eve to January the 5th, aren't we, Angie?
It'll be the, is it the 5th, the 4th, isn't it?
It's the 4th, another bank holiday.
Isn't it the 3rd that's the bank? Yes, the 3rd, because New Year's
Day. Oh, yeah, it'll be the 4th we'll be back,
won't
it?
It'll be the 4th that we'll be back.
Yeah, that's right.
It should be the 4th.
Yeah, back. Yeah.
All being well.
That's right. Yep.
That'll be very nice.
I've paid for some more gym sessions with Evil Leanne, haven't I, Ange?
Yeah. She knows you call her that, don't she?
She does. She's not evil at all, as it happens.
That's funny.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, in fact, when I saw her on Wednesday, I think it was Thursday, when we went to the gym, I saw her very briefly, and she said, is there anything specific you want to, you know, any specific goals you've got next year? I said, no, not really. More of the same, more evilness, you know. Mm-hmm. And she said, more evil Leanne coming up then, she said. So, that'll be good. I like Leanne because she gets it. She gets that she has to teach differently because I'm blind. So she, you know, shows me with hands, you know, positions and things like that on the machines and things like that. So she's really good at that. She gets it. So that's good. I think that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Really short podcast, I know.
Well, this is saying nothing much. There isn't a lot going on, really, is there?
No.
We can probably, next time, after, in the new year, we can probably tell everyone what presents and things we had. And the rest of you are perfectly welcome to do that.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a dream present? What was when we did a list for Debbie? What was her joke ones? A Ferrari and a, what was it? A Ferrari and a big house, wasn't it?
Yeah. I said to Stephanie yesterday, I said, my hairdresser, I said, tell Santa what you'd like for Christmas then. And she said, oh, I want a house.
Yeah.
So everyone seems to want a house at the moment. Yeah.
I'd like a slightly bigger garden so I can get a swing in it. A proper garden swing.
Yeah.
Outdoor swing.
Yeah, well.
So you can give it some. That's what I'd go for. But my room, well, if I wanted a room for some ducks, that would be nice, but I probably would forego that.
If I wanted to change my house, I'd want a room for a studio so I could have a computer set up dedicated to recording and editing and Reaper and stuff, you know?
Well, if ever you retire from sales, you can do that. You can off everything out that little room and put that as a studio.
Yeah, it's a dead room as well.
It is quite a bit, and you could probably work on that.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
And I always wanted to turn it into a sitting room because I always loved that little room when it used to be the computer room.
Mm.
But when we needed to work there, we thought it was probably not really big enough for two of us to sit in.
That's right.
But I love that little room. It was always a favourite.
Yeah.
And so I would have turned it into a sitting room, and I would have put in there a sofa, but I'd have put a bed sofa.
That's too small for a sofa, that room.
No, you can. It's long. Yeah. You wouldn't have, don't forget, it's got all the shelves in it now. I wouldn't have all that, would I? I might have shelves on one side.
I'd still say it's too small.
It's not for a sitting room. It's a long room.
Yeah, I'd say it's too small.
You'd have a two-seater.
Yeah. No.
I would have a two-seater. In fact, I said a bed sofa, but I think I changed my mind. I'd have me recliner in there.
Yeah.
I think you could put a small sofa in.
Anyway, I don't want a sitting room upstairs. That's daft.
Well, you know, sometimes when we both want to do things and we...
Yeah.
And because the way I've got the bedroom, it's not the most comfortable place to go and sit.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah.
I would have a second little room to sit in.
Yeah.
And make it into, do you not remember Robert and Julie Winter? They had what they called a reading room. And actually it would be, you could have another. So everyone would always have somewhere to go instead of having to flop on top of the bed or move everything off the seat just to sit. I have got a chair in the bedroom, just the one. But you see, really, that's the only place. Or you sit at the desk in the office.
The computer room,
At the desk in the office.
Yeah.
Of course, which you get, that's another choice.
Yeah.
But I'd probably have it, if money were no object, I'd do it all out and have some speakers in there. And, maybe, you know.
Yep.
Yes. I think your idea is just as good. But if you ever did stop selling stuff, you could do that and then do more work with sound.
That's right. I love doing that.
Well,
I'd love to get more services on that.
You could move to that one day. You could probably move to more of that.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, all this import and export's getting on me. Work must be getting on yours. The time it takes now.
It does, yeah.
Too much paperwork now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't blame those companies, knowing what I know, for not sending, importing and exporting to other countries. You sometimes they won't send things overseas, and I don't blame them now. I mean, we still do. We still buy from overseas and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so anybody, what's your dream presents or your dream whatever?
I want to know anyone's inappropriate presents.
Has anyone had? I haven't. I don't remember having anything in.
But Peter White said on In Touch last week that this week there was going to be He was going to ask about inappropriate presence, and he said he got a mirror.
Yeah, this coming Tuesday night.
And he's totally blind, for those that don't know. So he got a mirror.
A mirror, yeah.
And it just made me think that it'd be quite good to know what people's inappropriate presence, people, you know, if you got any,
inappropriate.
But most important, tell us what presents you get for Christmas, you know, because we're always interested.
Oh, yeah, it is interesting to know.
And we'll tell you after Christmas what we get.
Yeah. I mean, we've done lists for people, haven't we, that they wanted.
Yeah. So I think that's it then, isn't it?
I think that will be it.
Yeah.
Just to say, just for us, really, just leaves us to say, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you're celebrating, and a Happy New Year.
And I've decided to be different. I'm going to say Merry New Year. So there you go.
And
Happy Christmas.
Let's hope we get we could do with a good New Year.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, have a wonderful holiday, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you for those listening to the podcast. Keep listening. We'll try and bring you some interesting things next year. And we'll probably sign off now, won't we, Anne?
Yeah, I think so.
You can find out everything about contacting us on www.ourplace-podcast.info. If you go up there, you can subscribe and you can contact us on there. You can write to me at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. Please don't write to me about the podcast at steve@comproom.co.uk, because otherwise it will get put to one side. And I may not answer it for a while because it's work and it'll get, you know, hidden away, and all I'll get drowned in work email I do. So please, if you're going to write to me about the podcast, write to me at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. Our Place is all one word. And also, if you want to share the Dropbox, let me know. Because that means you can upload audio contributions if you want to. And we create your own folder for you. And then you can add and delete files as you wish. So I think that's it. So I will say cheerio.
And bye from me.
And we will see you next time.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.